yo, you already know what it is, man. This is your boy, London, and this is Press Play. Well, all you got to do is press play and listen to the conversation. Yeah, we are back, man, once again with another one. Y'all already know, man, it's up, and it ain't going nowhere, okay? I know it's been a little minute, man. It's been a little while since we've been doing this little thing here and getting it press play and really just doing it, man. I've been good. You know, focus on my mental. It's been okay a little bit, I guess, somewhat. Just been going through the motions, but still making it and still doing it. So we already know it's nothing but an applause for that, okay? Give it up for that. So, yeah, it's just been grind season, man. So that's really the reason why I haven't really been doing the whole press play thing. I know some of y'all may be mad and upset, but we back, though. So, I mean, y'all already know, man. We back. Yeah. And it's just going up, man. I'm going to continue to keep doing it. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue to keep giving it to y'all as I can. I want to do it a little bit more often. But as time frees up, then we'll see how it goes, okay? So I do got a good little show for you a little bit, I guess, so to speak. Okay, we got quick questions coming up. We got a special guest, and it's definitely going down. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, my allergies is really messing up today. I don't really understand why, but, you know, seasons changing, all that good stuff. So, I guess. All right. So, jumping into it, man. First of all, I want to say Fantasia is in the new Color Purple movie. So, congratulations to her. Yeah. Because that's a big deal. And, you know, them just remaking this whole movie is pretty much a big deal. And I know some of y'all may have heard about it. Some of y'all have not. But she is going to be in the new movie. She is in the new movie. They have a lot of new stars in there. Some old stars in there as well. And I think it's a great production. And you guys should definitely check it out. Yeah. Janet and Jermaine, I hear that they're back together again.
Yeah.
And so I should say that they're back together. They're back doing some things. I guess they were on shows together or something like that. I don't know. This is all alleged. You know, this whole show is allegedly everything that we talk about is just not. It's alleged. Okay. All right, so that's just that on that. I don't really know. I think that they are like a good couple. I felt like they were a good couple when they were together. They look like a good couple. I mean, power couple for sure. But as far as like, I don't know, them getting back together, I don't know. I mean, I heard that they were a good couple, but they had, you know, some things going on in the inside, but, you know, we ain't gonna talk about that. We're gonna be quiet, okay? But, yeah, we just hope that that all wishes for them well for that, and that junk is great. So, quick question, yo. If a friend has a birthday dinner, who splits the bill? Okay, that's a good question. Who splits the bill? If it's a birthday dinner for somebody, like, would the person that the party is for, would, like, the birthday person, would they pay for the bill? Or would someone else pay for the bill? Or would they pay for their own meal? Or would everybody just pay for their own meal? Like, how would that work? Because some people expect for it being their birthday that like, they came up with the whole plan or whatever, and then when you get there, then, like, you pay for the bill. And for me, I don't like unexpected surprises, you know? Like, if I'm supposed to, like, pay for something, like, let me know offhand, like, listen, this is what, come to my dinner and then, you know, pay for my meal, you know, or put in on the meal or something like that. Like, let me know heads up, you know, that way I can prepare myself. But as far as, like, splitting the bill, unexpectedly, no. I would not split the bill with everybody, okay? I would pay for the birthday person. Like, the birthday person meal, hands down, is going to be paid for. Now, as far as splitting the whole table, like, no, y'all need to cough up some motherfucking money. Y'all need to cough it up. Y'all need to cough it. Cough that shit out. Yeah, definitely. And that goes into, like, another quick question that I had. So, just tired of having, like, friends that may not have, you know, people that ask you for money and things like that, in that sense. Going to a birthday dinner knowing damn well you ain't got the money, or going to go eat with your friends knowing damn well you ain't got the money, and then saying, oh, let's split the bill. No, that's trash. No, you split the bill because you got all this shit. Now, I didn't sit here and all I got was a salad and some bread, and you're creating lobster and all this other extra shit, and yet still you want for me to do what? We're not doing it. We're not doing it. So, absolutely not. I feel like the birthday person is supposed to definitely, you know, get their meal or whatever, if that's what it's going to be. But as far as splitting everybody at the table and all that, and everybody's bottles and all that, I feel like that is unnecessary. It just screams broke friends. Like, it screams like, oh my God, I ain't got it. And that's fine. But, like, live within your means. If you ain't got it, shit, say you ain't got it and then stop playing with people. Okay, so I do got some more quick questions. I got some more stuff to talk about. Got some more show for you all. But we're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to be right back with Mo Press and Play. Yeah, for sure. Back with more Press and Play, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy London in the building. And we back with more, man. I got to talk about some more stuff. And I got a special guest. I don't know if I said that, but I do, okay? So we got a special guest. We got more show for you. And we back with another one, man. I don't know. I think they was, like, talking shit. And they probably was like, oh, no, like, London ain't gonna be back on it. Yeah, what? I'm back, okay? I'm back in it. Rip my horns. Doing it again. Stop playing with me. All right? Y'all gonna stop playing on my top. I might be, like, silent a little bit, but I ain't sleep. I'm up. Ha ha. All right. So let's go back to it, man. Reports said that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union have split. They saying that they are, like, the new Will and Jada. Now, y'all know people on the streets be talking, man. Y'all be running y'all mouth a little bit too much, okay? But from the understanding, the actress, Gabrielle, I'm sorry, and Dwayne, they have reportedly split. And according to the reports, man, they're saying that they have not, like, yet to, like, come out and say anything. They may not come out and say anything. They may just, like, kind of lay it low, like Will and Jada, pretty much, basically. That's what they're saying. And, they're saying that Gabrielle hasn't had any pictures posted about her husband or any of the children in a couple of months, and she's solely been posting herself and her daughter. So they're saying they have a split. They're not together anymore. They're laying low. But I don't feel like, I mean, it's a difference between the whole Will and Jada thing. Okay, reason being, if Gabrielle is not posting the kids, right? Jada gonna post the kids. You know, we're gonna post the kids. They're gonna play the family role in your face, okay? It's gonna be right there in your face. You're gonna be able to see it. And then when they go home, it's gonna be a different situation. You don't know where they laying their heads at. They ain't in your business, okay? But I feel like if that's what the case, if that's what it is, then it's gonna be a split. It's gonna be a divorce. It may be a not so friendly divorce, but we'll play it out. We'll see how it is. Press play and we'll let you know. But excuse me. These are sources, man. Listen, this is all alleged. Y'all stop playing on my top and don't come for me like that, because it ain't even like that, all right? So it's alleged. I hope that they're not doing it, because, I mean, they obviously have a lot invested. The child is whole transitioning, and Gabrielle has a lot to do with that child transitioning. So the fact of the matter that they would be having a split is really kind of like, ooh, it's a lot. So I'm just hoping that, you know, that that's not the case and that that's not going down. Definitely not like that. But they say that from a popular podcast that they're actually going to be having a split sometime soon. Well, not even sometime soon. This is, and all this is alleged, stop playing on the top. But they're not saying that it's happening anytime soon. It actually has happened. Like, it's already going down. Like, they are already in the works of this, okay? Like, they're not together. But I think that y'all are probably going to end up hearing it on the news sometime really soon. And the reason why I say that is just strictly because of the fact that if Gabrielle stopped posting the children, that means that she's in the works of, you know, getting used to not having them around, not dealing with them, and basically getting him out of her system. And she going to be moving on pretty soon after they figure out really what they really want to do. See, on the Will and Jada tip, you not seeing them not do that. Like, even though they may not be together, they're still keeping some kind of contact. You see them on the red carpet together. You're still seeing them posting together. You still see them together. Am I wrong or am I right? Yes. Stop playing on my top. So, I think that they're, you know, I don't know. They're not going to be... they're not going to be together too long if that is what the case is, if that is true, okay? Allegedly, stop playing on my top. All right, I got some more story that I want to talk about as far as Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, and I'm probably going to do that when I come back, but it's just the fact of the matter is that, like, wow, okay? Because the whole Justin and this shit is just crazy, all right? I'm just going to say wow, okay, and keep it like that. But I got a quick question, another quick question for you. Would you date someone who has bad breath? Like, is that something that you guys do? People that burp? I don't know, like, do you? So, we'll talk about that, like, in the next one. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with a little bit more of Press Play. You already know. Stop playing on my top. And we are back. I know y'all gonna really get tired of me and my horns, but I really don't care, okay? We back at it, man, with another Press and Play. And this time, I really want to get kind of serious with y'all, okay? Listen, I am, if you guys don't know, I am a realtor, okay? And I really want to take some time and really just focus in on how important it is. No, I said wrong. Important, okay? That it is. And you guys can laugh at me and my grammar and stuff. I don't really care, okay? I don't care, but I really don't care. But I want to express how important it is to own property, to own land, to own your own, to have your own, cherish your own. It is so important to be able to earn and have your own property, land, real estate. You know, it's great to invest. So with that, I just want to be able to give my players just a little bit of insight, because you guys follow me and it sounds so pointless that you guys are following me and you can't gain tips. If anything, you guys should be getting the meat and potatoes, okay? Y'all should, like, know everything that you need to know about real estate, just learning about how you can invest, how you go about it. Just so that it can help you. If it doesn't help anybody else, it can help you guys, because you guys help me, you support me, so I should be able to do the same. Is that right? It's right, right? Right. Okay. So, with that being said, if you don't want to listen to it, listen, that's your business. Don't listen to it. It's okay. But, you know, skip on to the next segment or the next part of this show, because this show is going to be focused in on the people that really want to learn. this part of the show, especially, is just about people that really want to learn about it, who are questioning it, who may have been like, I really want to kind of get into real estate, or like, I'm, you know, thinking about it and I don't really know if I want to do it. You know, it's really about that. You know, I know we talk shit, right? We do. We talk about the gossip and all that stuff, and that's good. That's fun. But I really want to, you know, give you a gift that you can actually utilize that maybe be able to change your life. You know what I'm saying? So give it up for life changing. Give it up for life changing. I mean, life changing things. You know what I'm saying? Give it up. Okay. But I really, this portion, because it's not just going to be like one thing. And y'all let me know if y'all don't like it. You know, hey, I back off. Y'all do y'all thing. But if it is something that, you know, you guys want to know more about, or you have any questions about or anything like that, definitely let me know. You know, hit me up, write the comments, all that good stuff. Because I really love real estate and I love talking about it. But I really want to just tell you about the process, because a lot of people don't know what process, how to start, how to go about it, what you do, how you do it, why you do it, okay? And I run across that all day, every day, because I am a realtor, like, I do this, okay? So this is just in the state of Georgia, as far as some of these things, but the process is just pretty freaking vague. Like, it just, it goes all the way around. I'm the contracts and stuff is different, okay? You know, your local laws are going to be different. Your state laws, county laws, whatever. That shit's going to be different. But the overall process is going to be, you know, practically the same. So let's just talk about, like, the process of how do you go about, even just, like, let's just say buying a house, okay? Because that's like one of the main things that people want to start off with anyway. It's just like buying a house. I want to buy a house, or I want to build a house. Like, I want to build my own house. I got an idea in my head. I got a blueprint in my head, and I want to build my own house. How I go about doing it? How can I do this? Well, let's focus on it, okay? The first step that you want to do when you wanting to buy a house, build a house, any of that, is focus in on funding, okay? Funding, how are you going to get the money? Because that's the overall thing, is like, how the hell am I going to get this money? How am I going to get the money? What am I going to do to get this? You know, because you got to have the money. Well, so you want to, if you don't have it cash, you know, some people, y'all cash out, and that's fine. You know, I talk to a lot of cash buyers, and I'm not mad about that at all. You make it easy in a sense, but at the same point in time, it's still going to be a job, okay? But at the same token, it's like, it's a different process when you're dealing with a lender versus dealing with, you know, cash, all right? So you want to get a lender, somebody that's going to lend you the money. Most of this is like main banks, or, you know, different lending services. Now, me personally, okay, I wouldn't work with a bank per se. I would go buy it with a lender. And the reason why is that you get a little bit more brace with lenders. You get a little bit more support with lenders, and lenders throw in incentives, they throw in credits, they throw in things that help you to get the money to help you do what it is that you're trying to do. You feel me? So I always would say, you know, if you can find like a lender, if you have questions about lenders, I can advise you. Trust me, I got you. But it's all types of different lenders and lending services that you can go through. Now, if you with your bank and you get different incentives and credits with your bank, because sometimes they do that too, then by all means, do that. You've been with your bank for years and you want to use that and whatever, do that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't knocking it at all. I just find it easier to work with lenders, not only just working with them, but I see that they give you a lot of good, like, deals, credits, sometimes better interest rates, things like that, that you might not have to deal with a bank. Plus, you know, they're a little bit more stricter with a bank when they be a little bit less strict and a little bit more lenient when you deal with, like, lenders and things like that, all right? So, first you want to do your lending. You want to make sure that you have somebody that's going to help you get the money. Credit is important. Building your credit is important. We can start talking about credit, helping building credit, and, you know, how we go about building these things. We'll talk about that. All right. Maybe we'll talk about that on the next one about helping you, how you build credit. So you want to get your credit to at least a 600 or a 620. Now, I know lenders that'll help you if you have at least a 550 or a 580. But you want to get your credit up at least to a certain point that you're able to get approved. Now, the higher the credit, the more amount that you're going to get approved for, all right? Now, you have, like, let's say a 600. Some people, they'll take, like, a 600. But really, honestly, to tell you the truth, lenders want a 620. But I have seen some that take 600. I've seen some that takes 580 as low as a 550. If you have a 550 or 580, I got you. But if you really want to get something that you really going to be, like, you know, comfortable in as far as, like, less repairs and things, because some of these things that you're going to have to do, you're going to have to do repairs. That's the thing. You're going to have to fix some stuff, all right? And realizing that if you are a renter going into being a homeowner, you are no longer going to be calling your maintenance man or your apartment complex, your property manager, to be fixing things. Like, you gonna be fixing this. This is your job, all right? So you want to make sure that you are knowing what you're getting yourself into when you're going to try to buy in a house that you say, oh, well, this got this and this and that. Are you sure you're going to want to fix that? You know, calculate that, how much that's going to cost you, because it's going to be pricey after a while. I learned, even myself, I'm doing renovations now, and it seems like after you find one thing, then there's like a whole nother thing that you got to fix. You're like, dang, like the whole pipe got to be fixed. And I was just trying to change the shower. Like, you know, I was just trying to change the knob. And now the whole door got to be fixed. Like, it's crazy. So you want to make sure that you prepare yourself for that. So you get your lending process, right? You get your credit up. You build your credit. And now, what do you do? So after you get your lending together, after you build your credit up, maybe you need to get you like a secure credit card or something like that. Like, we'll really have to dive into that, like, on like the next episode on like helping build credit and how we build credit. But after you get your credit where you need it to be and you apply for lending, they're gonna want like tax records. They need, like, you know, your last couple of years of tax records or whatever, or if you file taxes, if you're like an independent contractor, you know, they're going to want information on that, like bank statements and things like that. You have to keep up with these things. You want to at least be on your job for at least somewhere in between a 1 to 2 year mark. You know, sometimes they'll take you at 6 months. It just depends on the lender and how your credit is, and have you been working for at least 2 years and you just started on this job 6 months, or like, what are you doing and how you doing it and why you doing it? They're going to want to know these things. So you want to make sure that you are up to date and basically just make sure that you prepared to, you know, tackle that. Like, you prepared for those questions and get to gain those answers, because they're going to want those documents. It's a lot of documents that they're going to want for you to go towards underwriting, to your underwriting process, because the underwriting process is when they start looking at all that stuff, and they're going to ask you for a lot. It's a lot to keep up with, all right? But you can do it. You can do it, man. So, I'm trying to think. So we get the lending process done, right? And the next thing that we want to go into, once we know how much we're gonna be paying, we know how much we're gonna be getting out of our loan, or how much we get approved for, then that's when we go shopping. That's when we go shopping. That's the fun part. That's when we know how much we got in our budget, and then we can go looking for something. Now, my thing is this. Some people, say for instance, like, they get them an FHA loan or something, and they'll be like $280, and they'll go find them a $300,000. $280,000, okay? Ain't no $280. $280,000. So they'll be looking for a home that's $300,000, or they'll get a home that's $300,000, and then they'll get approved for the $280,000, and they'll take that out. So they'll be paying that $20,000 out of their pocket. Some people do it. And that's okay.
But what I always advise is, you know, give yourself some room. You know what I'm saying? If you got $300,000 approved, at least give yourself some room. Like, don't try to use the whole $300,000. Maybe use $280,000. You know, so that way you'll be able to do things like repairs and stuff. You can ask them if they can help you, you know, give you the rest of the money so that you can repair things. So if you do see something that's in the house that you may not like, that you want to change, you can repair it, because you'll be able to utilize the money that you, you know, the leftover money that you was approved for, use that for improvements and maintenance and stuff like that. So I'll be trying to help people out a little bit when it comes down to that. So we get to the process of shopping. We find a house. You want it. You love it. It's yours. So this is where we go into, you know, the earnest money. Things that a lot of people don't really realize is earnest money is important. Okay. And earnest money is important because of the simple fact that this is showing that you really, really want this house. Like, you're really like dead on. This is what I want. This is how I want it. And I really want to buy this house. Like, I got my money. And what I like to tell my clients is, like, you know, you think about it as like there is a table and the owner is looking at a hundred offers, okay, on their table. And they're like, which one am I going to choose from? Well, I'm going to choose from the one that has the highest earnings money. You know, at least the one that's giving me something worth me looking at, you know. And you do that by giving them the appropriate amount and whatever the appropriate amount for you in that house is. But you know, it's your decision. You make your mind up, but you know, people do it typically between 500, 1,000. 1,500, anywhere up to between like $5,000, $8,000. You know, earnest money can be whatever you choose it for it to be. It can honestly be a ring, you know, a wedding ring, if that's what you choose for it to be. And the seller has to agree to that. You know, you can't just say, okay, like, I want to give you this car for my earnest money. Yeah, but they got to agree to that. If they don't agree to that, that's a no. Most people want money. So you want to make sure that you are bringing the appropriate things to the table so that way you can get it. You don't want to play when it comes down to your offer, because you are competing with a lot of people. Like, we're not the only ones that's submitting this offer. I'm sorry. We're not. We really not. So we got to make sure that we standing out on our stuff, and we giving them what they need. You know what I'm saying? So that way we can walk away with that house, or, you know, that building, or that factory, or whatever, the land, whatever we trying to get. We need to walk away from it. Always. We need no deals to be turned away. Because what we want, we get. Period. So you want to make sure that your earnest money is, you know, substantial for whatever it is that you're buying. I don't like to tell people what to put for your earnest money. I feel like this is something that, you know, if you spend $100,000 home, shoot, you know that $1,000, $15,000 seems about right for. You know what I'm saying? If you're spending like a $4,000, $400,000 home, you know $5,000, $8,000 fits for what you're buying. I mean, you just want to make sure that you fit for what you're doing. That's all I'm saying. But you make the choice. You know what you're doing. You got it. Now, if your offer gets picked, then there you go. If it doesn't, then hey, counter offer or negotiate. And that's what you go into the next. Is the counter offering in the negotiation. If they do not accept that offer that you put in, at that point, sometimes they will counter offer, sometimes they won't at all. Sometimes they'll accept it with what it is, or they'll counter offer and they accept whatever it is, but they have stipulations. This is basically it. That is a counter offer. So you go into that, and then after you get after you get accepted, that's when we go into your due diligence period, okay? Your due diligence period is about typically 7 days, 3 to 7 days. Some people change it up. Some people don't have it at all. And with this, you do inspections. You do your appraisal. And these cost anywhere between $500 to $700 each, all right? Now, that means your appraisal is $500 to $700. and your inspection is $500 to $700. $700. That's just what it is. And so you'll be paying for that within the 7-day period. We'll go inspect the home or the property or whatever. And you basically just trying to make sure that what you get in is what you getting it for. You know, if your appraisal comes back and you're spending more than what it's actually worth, then let's talk about it. You know, let's renegotiate, because you just locked me in for a $300 house, but yet still it's coming up to be a $200 house. So it's worth way less, you know, than what you're trying to put it up for. And we find that out with inspections and appraisals. And with that, then we can negotiate and get that down. Now, in the event, now, because I have had definitely experience wherein you buy a house and you put an offer in, and it comes out that after the inspections and the appraisal, it come out that your home or your thing, your property or whatever, is actually worth more than what you put an offer in. At that point, you are locked into that offer, unless there are any other stipulations in your jurisdiction or whatever, or your contracts or whatever the case may be. But you will be locked into it, and you will be coming in with equity. And equity is basically, you know, that's extra money that you, you lock in for you lock in for $200,000 and the house. That was your offer. That's what you got it. Your offer got accepted for $200,000. You have your 7-day due diligence period. And now the inspector or the appraiser says, oh, well, this house is actually worth $300,000. Well, you just came up on $100,000 equity. So if you flip that house, you would basically come in at $200,000 buying the house. And then if you decided to sell it, you already know off gate you coming up $100,000 off gate extra. Okay. So that would be great for you, because what you'll do at that point, you will have a $200,000 mortgage, right? You'll sell it for $300,000 because it's worth $300,000, right? So you'll sell it for $300,000. You'll pay off that $200,000 mortgage, because you have that mortgage that you had to get from that lending, remember? Because we had to get a credit, right? And then we got us some lending services that we have to pay that back. So then when you sell it, you'll actually get the $100,000 back, because the $200,000 is going to go to them. So it'll be sold for $300,000. That $200,000 is going to them. That $100,000 is going into your pocket. So, I mean, hello, come on, y'all. Y'all better get up on game and stop playing with it. Real estate is important, and it's great, bro. It's lovely. It's lovely when you think about it. So we then at this point, we get locked into it. Yo, we got appraised. Either we came above appraisal or we came up below appraisal. But either way, we appraised. Hello. So at that point, after our due diligence period, that's when we get to the closing table. We start going into the closing table. We start going into underwriting with the lender. They start to ask all these questions. They want to verify this. They want to verify that. They want to see your blood. They want to know that you're going to be able to pay this thing back. And that you're really serious about buying a home. You're going to keep it up. You're going to keep the maintenance up. You're going to do what you got to do to take care of this property until you start, you know, and pay your taxes and all that good stuff, until you start to pay it off, you know, until it's actually yours. But even when it's yours, you still got to keep it up, because they have code enforcement or whoever it is in your jurisdiction to come and check up on the land. And they will check up on the land, all right? They will check up on that land. They ain't gonna play with you. Stop playing on their top. All right. So once you go into underwriting and stuff, that's when you go to the closing table. You go to the closing table, and then, you know, you sign everything and boot the bop bop. And now you got your keys. You'll know within like the underwriting process and stuff, they're going to let you know how much you're going to have to bring it to the closing table, how much you're going to have to pay and all that good stuff. All right. The good thing about it is that there are programs, there are down payment assistance programs. There are things that you can do to help you pay for this when you go to the closing table. So mainly the biggest thing that you're worried about right now is your credit. Am I wrong or am I wrong? Like, Duh. Like, that's all y'all really worried about, okay? And I'm not saying y'all, but I'm just saying, like, in general. Like, listen, I understand y'all. I've been there, done that. I get it. But mostly, we don't know, so that's why we don't react. That's why we don't do the things that we need to do. But that's why we educate each other and help each other and not just be talking about a bunch of BS, like, gossip of celebrities. Because y'all know, like, I understand, like, this entertain y'all, but, like, I don't really be too much entertained with the daggum celebrity gossip. But, I mean, I do what I gotta do, okay? Like, I be intrigued to a little bit, but, like, I got a short attention span with that bull. But for real, I just want to, like, help y'all and give y'all some enlightenment, you know, give you some education on how you can really, like, come up and make some money, because you can really make money buying real estate. You can really make money just, like, buying a house and then just selling it. Like, even if you don't want to just be a real estate-er, like a real estate agent or a realtor or, like, a property manager or anything like that, you can still buy it, live in it for about 5 years or a couple of years, get your equity. If you want to fix it up, and then sell it, and then buy it and get $100,000, and now you $100,000 player. Now you $100,000 player because you just bought real estate. Like, come on. Like, and then we could talk about comps and all that. Like, we could talk about all that good stuff. Like, how you could find out which one is a good play. Like, okay, how I know which neighborhood is good for me to buy in. Like, if I wanted to buy in a neighborhood, how do I know if this house is going to be what's going to really be able to make me some money? I can help y'all with that, but y'all gotta interact with me and let me know, because if not, I'm just gonna keep going giving y'all celebrity gossip, because that's what I think y'all like. Anyway, once you get into the whole, you know, shabang kaboom, we find out that, like, all right, you know, this is what we're gonna bring to the closing table. Well, what if you don't really have that money saved? And listen, you definitely want to have some type of money saved, because you're gonna want to pay for the inspections and all that good stuff. Also, your earnest money, you want to have that on lock as well, you know, and also just the closing money. But what if you don't have the closing money? Like, how could you get that help? Well, I can help you with that as well. I can actually get you in contact with some people that really do enjoy helping people, you know, at least getting to the closing table and getting them keys, okay? Getting them keys. The really important thing about that is getting into those programs. Now, the thing is, those programs, they take a couple of months. They may take, you know, anywhere between a month, 2 months, 6 months. I don't know. Sometimes they take a couple of months. With that, because they want you to come in and they want you to, you know, they want to see your face. They want you to interact with you a little bit. You may have things that you have to do, certain classes you have to take, maybe once a week or whatever. But at the end of the day, they're going to help you get that motherfucking house. They're going to help you get the house. Yeah, that's how it's going to happen. And they're going to get you in the door. But they're going to want you to come in and put some time in. And that's the thing. You may have to sacrifice and get your damn house and stop playing. So that way you can get the $100,000 and make that money. But yeah, you're going to want to make sure you have all your documents and stuff in that together. If you have to go to these down payment assistance programs, they're going to probably want some documents as well. So you want to make sure that you keep your stuff on doc. Okay. And, you know, have a file cabinet design. We'll be doing. Not even if it's not like a file cabinet, just like keeping your documents secured in a certain place that you can easily access them. So you're not looking crazy and trying to figure out where this, where that. Because trust me, I know how that is. I've been there. I've done that. So I get it. You know, I definitely get it. And it's definitely not fun. It ain't fun. So just make sure that you have, you know, your documents and stuff like that in order, so that way you're able to easily access them and get these people what they need, so that way you can go ahead and get to that closing table. Yeah. We're trying to get that close. We're trying to get them keys so that we can flip this crib and get that $100,000. Yeah. So then you go to the underwriting, and then you go to the closing table. Let's say you go ahead and do your down payment assistance, and you got that, and they approved you. Yay. Hey. And you did the classes, you did everything you're supposed to do, and now they approved you, and now you're ready to go to the closing table and get your keys. So, yeah, you'll go and you'll get to the closing table, and then at that point, you'll sign over and you'll get your keys, and now you are moving in. And it's just that simple. It's really not that hard. Honestly, it's really not. And I promise you, I make it smooth and easy. Because ain't nobody got time for that hard stuff. Hey, y'all, so we got more show for you, man. It's more Press Play. I am really over here dying. I can't. But listen, I got more show for you. And I told you I got to talk about this Britney Spears and stuff like that. But we're going to get right back in it. Right back in it. Right back in the show. And another one, I'm going to take a little break because this one's a little lengthy for the kid. All right, we'll be back.
Playing on my top. We back with another Press and Play. We still doing it, man. The episode ain't over. Listen, I'm giving y'all like a good show, okay? It's a good show. I mean, if I'm gonna say so myself. Yeah. Yeah. One of the best, huh? Yeah. Stop playing on my top. Anyway, yo, we right back at it, man, with another Press and Play. I told y'all I got a special guest, so stop playing with me, man. We gonna go ahead and get into that in a second, but I got some more to talk about before we go into, you know, our special guest and start get talk about all that good stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Stop playing on my top. Okay, so I really want to get into some serious stuff, man. Officials have just released another press conference revealing that 18 people were killed Wednesday night in the Wednesday night shooting in Maine. 13 were injured, and this shit is really, 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 really fucking sad, man. It's definitely, it's giving rude. Man, the dude was, basically he was in the military, and he's military trained. He was actually a military trainer, so, I mean, that just kind of lets you know where his mind is and what he can actually do. You know, because, I mean, okay, it's one thing to be in the military, but to actually be training, like, you're training the people to kill. Hello? Is anybody else? Like, can I say a lot of for people in the back? I don't know. I don't know if they can hear me, but it's seeming kind of cuckoo to me. I don't know. I know the PTSD, that's the thing. Like, I've been around military my whole entire life as far as, like, family members in the military. My father was in the military at one point, I think. I know I have an uncle that was in the military. It's just so many people, military, cousin in the military. I know I have an uncle that drove in the military. Well, he actually drove for the military, you know, doing trucks and things like that. So I do know, also had a best friend that was in the military at the time they were doing, like, 9/11, and we actually were talking. And then some of the times we were on the phone, I'm like, don't be telling me all that shit. Like, I'm gonna have to hang up because, you know, these motherfuckers be listening into the calls. Stop playing on my motherfucking top, please. Stop playing on my top. So I'll be like, yo, nah, we're gonna have to hang up. But, you know, he really went through a lot mentally. And I experienced that firsthand, just being around and you know, being there for him and stuff like that. So kudos and shout outs to him. You know, I don't talk to him anymore, but shout outs to him. He's a cool friend. Okay, so going back into it, man, the dude basically, he was a military trainer and he is on the loose. He's shooting up people and he's killed a lot of people and he's just really just going crazy. They're thinking that it isn't like a mental thing. I'm thinking it is a mental thing, obviously. Something's going on up there that's not right, and that's the reason why he's out, you know, outbursting like this, or, you know, shooting people, killing people. It's crazy. So, I mean, he's hit multiple places. He has. They saying 3 people were transmitted to the hospital. Cops updated saying that the man is a 40-year-old man named Robert Card. And residents are advised to stay in their homes, you know, to seek shelter, stay in the house, because he's still on the loose. And he is just going on a shooting rampage. He's killing people, injuring people, injuring dozens, killing people. It's just freaking crazy. The shit doesn't make any sense, man. He's in shot up Walmarts. He's going to local bars. He's in bowling alleys. He's just going around killing people. So be safe if you're in Maine. I know we have listeners from all over different places and countries and cities and all that good stuff. So wherever you are, if you are a listener from Maine, please be safe. Our prayers go out to you because that is some bullshit and you guys do not deserve that. All right? Because that's some bullshit. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't understand it. I mean, I understand that people have mental things, and that's why therapy is important. And I always say mental health is greatly important because it is important. We definitely have to take time for our mental health. But I do understand that some of you people out here be talking about mental health is important, and they be on some bullshit. So you got to tell the difference between the real shit and the bullshit. And if you are on some bullshit, stop being on bullshit because that's just bullshit. Boo. Stop it. But indeed, mental health is definitely important. So the man is just on the loose, you guys. So we have to be safe. We have to be careful. We got to make sure that we keep our eyes and our ears open. I definitely want to get into some Britney Spears mess. But I want to go ahead and bring my special guest in, you guys, before we, excuse me, wrap up the show. Before we wrap up the show, so let's get into it, man. We have a special guest that we're bringing on, and her name is Jelani, and she is coming on.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Peace
signs, love, and joy, happiness.
Spread
it
all. Spread it around. Please spread it around. We need all of that. Definitely. All of that good,
positive
good
energy.
Stuff. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're doing great over here in the Plus Pray area.
Yes.
We're killing it. So let's just get into it. Like, what do you do? I know that you do hair. What is your profession? Like, let me tell the people what your profession is.
I am a natural hairstylist, you know.
Okay.
I specialize in locks, braids, you know. Locks, braids, you know, sew-ins, quick weaves,
okay,
all that stuff, yeah, you know.
So what you pretty much telling the players is that you can get their hair snatched anytime, any day.
Anytime, any day.
It don't even matter.
Okay, we're slaying heads left and right.
Left and right.
Day and night.
Day and night. Front to back.
Okay. Everybody's getting slayed.
Everybody gets slayed.
It's okay.
Everybody gets slayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Everybody gets slayed. I feel it. So you do hair. What is your favorite thing about doing hair? What made you get into hair? What's intriguing,
you know,
about your hair?
Just, you know, watching, enjoying people's, you know, transformation, seeing how people, you know, can come in, you know, looking one way and then leave out, you know, personality change, you know,
yeah,
energy change, you know,
yeah,
just, you know, uplift spirits, you know.
Yeah. So you be changing them attitudes.
Okay,
like they
okay
go from mad to happy.
To happy. All right.
Happy
they
like
go
that
from wanting to fight to praising the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. I can dig that. I can dig that.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
So that is basically like the height of your day at the end
yeah
of the day is that I done made all these people walk around. I'm the reason why
yeah
all these people walk around with their
walking
heads
around
up
feeling themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Take the pictures and all that.
Yes.
All Snapchat right, go what?
For the camera.
Right.
Yes.
I know that's real. I can dig that.
Yes.
So with doing that, like, do you feel like you have, like, something that is, like, that you prefer to do more of? Or, you know, because you got so many different talents that you're doing. You know, you're doing your natural braiding and all that good stuff. What is it that you prefer to do more of?
I can honestly say, cause recently I just started doing locks more.
Okay.
At first I wasn't really a lock person.
Okay.
But I have gotten into locks and I like it, but it's like now that's all I've been getting is locks. You know?
Okay.
I wanna, you know,
try
step out
different
and do some more braids.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I've been seeing a lot of different, you know, styles and stuff. And
yeah,
you know, what's trending and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, I get it where I can get it. I'm not complaining.
Do what you got to do. Okay, so I can just feed
it.
Let us feed the family.
Okay.
All right.
Put some money in my pocket.
I know that's real. You got to do what it got to do. So what is a good advice that you could give people? Because I know a lot of people, they be like trying to grow hair and stuff like that. And they're like, oh my God, how do I grow my hair? Like, what am I supposed to do? What is like some good tips that you could tell people to maybe like to grow hair? Because I see you have a lot of hair, from like head to toe, you know?
So definitely, making sure that you, for one, maintain your hair. A lot of people, you know, they just neglect their hair, you know, keeping up with your hair, keep it moisturized, you know, keep it
moisturizer
oiled.
For you dry face the hoes.
Okay. Keep it moisturized. But yeah, definitely moisturize your hair. You know, keep protective styles in, definitely. Okay. Those will definitely help you.
And when we say protective styles, what are we talking about? Because some of us
that,
is like,
you
protective.
Know,
is it like a glue or
keep,
a sealant?
Keep things, keep your hands out of your head to keep, you know, minimum tension and manipulation on your hair.
Okay.
You know, like braids.
Something that's gonna last.
Stuff that you can keep in for a while without, you know, having to go in and constantly do stuff to your hair every day.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because that's a headache right there.
Especially, you know, like as far as sew-ins, like they're okay, but to a certain extent, because some people, you know, they constantly getting sew-ins and then leave out be fried.
Well, you think that because they leave their do you feel like that people that they are basically not having their hair grow because of the fact that they don't have protective styles, like because they're not utilizing the protective styles and they're always in their hair? That's a key reason why they're not.
Yeah, a lot of times, yes. And then some people just don't know how to care for their own hair. You know, a lot of people are so used to, you know, other people doing stuff for their hair, and then it's like once they stop, it's like they've been going to that person for so long, they don't know who else to go to or who to trust with their hair. Because, you know, a lot of people are real picky with their hair. I'm like that too. I don't really trust the, don't touch my hair.
Don't do all that.
Who
that?
All right. But, you know, and, you know, even when people come in the shop, like, you know, they might be like, oh, well, you know, I've been looking for a stylist, you know, but nobody can, you know,
do it how I expect it
to be. And, you know, have people come in with, you know, like bald spots, you know, alopecia spots, and be like, oh, well, you think you can cover it? Definitely.
Yeah,
you know, we're working magic.
Oh, we covering alopecia spots and growing edges. What you talking about? Stop playing on our top. Stop playing on my top.
Okay.
So we over here giving you edges and covering alopecia. Stop playing. And we give you little healthy tips on how you can grow your hair.
Yes, definitely gonna give you tips on how to maintain your hair, how to keep it healthy, you know. As long as you keep a healthy relationship with your stylist, you know. Be consistent, you know, loyal. Don't let everybody do your hair, especially with like lock clients. You know, they might go to somebody else and then come back to you, parts be all jagged, be like, well, what happened? I let somebody else do my hair, twist it the wrong way, you know. It's like, you know, you gotta stick to to what's right sometimes.
Yeah,
people just be
over the place. I understand that. Yeah, sometimes they just don't know what to do. They just trying to figure it out. They want to go right, but they're going left.
Well, I'm letting it be clear now. Come and see me.
And see Jazzy, please.
Yes,
I'm so sorry. Leilani. She has so many nicknames.
Yes,
I'm so
definitely.
Sorry. But
Jasmine,
whatever.
Leilani. We're all of it, okay?
Jazz Leilani. That's such a pretty name.
But definitely.
So, Jazz Leilani, what is your dating life going on? Let's get spicy. Like, what are you doing in your dating life? Are you dating anyone lately?
You know, listen, as far as that goes, I tried that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a stylist. I'm constantly doing something.
Okay,
like, you know, I don't have time to just be like, on the phone, hey, well, what you doing? So, I'm not.
So you be busy. You don't have any time to really be.
And, you know, people don't understand that and they can't take it for what it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going to try to miss out on money.
Yeah.
Because you want to miss me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All okay. Right. Okay. Because you want to post up.
Okay. I don't want to be laid up and broke, baby.
Yeah, definitely okay. not. That's not really cute.
I'm going to give you some money. That's not cute at all. Yeah.
It's a lot of those.
Okay.
So throw them over there. Yeah, that's definitely not it. But I mean, you know, you definitely focus on your career, get yourself together.
And then I'm still young, so
you still a spring chicken, so you can still
stressing about no relationship right now.
I wouldn't either. Don't do that. You saving your time and make your money. You have your career and everything else will fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you live in a wonderful life, for one, and comfortable, you know, for two. And sometimes having a relationship or being with somebody at a time can really just strain you and take away the time that you need to really focus in on yourself. Because you got to be able to find out who you are. When you find out who you are, then you can help everybody else and find out
who, you know. You can't be out here helping everybody else and living on everybody else if you ain't got it together with yourself.
And you
ain't
love yourself. What the damn father bill? Oh, God. You better press play. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
That is so true. So, we were talking about some stuff because we're going to have you chill out here for a little second. So, we want to just, like, talk about some things that we have going on. Now, we were talking about some quick questions, and I want to get your opinion on them before we get into these good stories that I know you got.
Okay.
And I got a little bit, too, that I want to talk about. Okay. So, quick question that we were talking about a little earlier. So, if you had a friend's birthday dinner, who splits the bill? Like, how would you split the bill?
I feel like, for one, if it's already planned out, then that means that everybody should have their funds in order, right? You know,
right.
I don't like the, everybody pitch in, you know, everybody split the bill, because everybody is going to order different things. Mm-hmm. And what you got might be $50, $60.
Yeah.
What I got might be $10.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all telling me to go in with y'all and I got to pay over what my bill is worth.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll get my own check. You know, I'll pay the, you know, whatever the, you know, what is it? The gratuity.
Yeah,
I'll pay that, you know.
Hopefully we said it right, player.
Yeah, okay. I will pay my own. But, and, you know, if whoever the birthday person is, you know, if they need a little lookout, that's the only exception. But everybody else, I feel like, you know, if you made plans to go out, you should have your
money. Because what you going out for?
Like, why are you going out?
who do that?
Okay.
Like, what? Mm-mm. You go to the park.
Okay. Have a picnic, baby.
You need a picnic. You need a picnic. So, another quick question. Would you date someone with bad breath?
So with that, okay.
I don't even know if I answered that question. I have to answer that question.
It would be, okay. It just depends. Like, if that's just, like, the first impression, like, it's going to be an automatic no.
Yeah, it's definitely going to give.
No. But, like, if we've, you know, been talking and, you know, you pop up with some stank breath, like, you know, I'm going to have to tell you, we need to go fix that.
We're
gonna have a conversation about it
for sure.
But if you still can't, you know, get it in check at that point, then it's like, okay, you don't, you know,
fit in with the fit in,
you're not trying to,
your hygiene
not there, baby.
It's such a
boo. So, definitely. But, I feel like, you know, as long as there is transparency in the relationship and, you know, you can be open and be like, hey, you know, this is what's wrong. You need to, you know,
so
fix that.
I have, back in, like, some years ago, I was talking to somebody who had bad breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
First impression, I didn't know that it was bad breath. And then as soon as I found out, I was like, well, maybe this is just, like, a bad day. You know, sometimes we have bad days.
Okay.
And so I was thinking maybe it's a bad day. Now, me personally, I am very much so a hygiene type of person. I like to keep myself clean. I like to have a bath. You know, I like to have my breath clean. Like, I like my teeth. I floss, I dental, all that. You know,
definitely.
I want my
keep
hygiene
it up to par.
Yeah, stop playing with me. Stop playing on my top.
Okay.
Stop playing on my top. All right. But basically, it didn't go away. And so it got to a point where we had to have the conversation. Like,
yeah,
what's going on here? Because it's not going away. You need dental work.
Yeah.
You know, that was my question. I'm sorry, but I'm an ax. I want to know.
Like
what's going on,
what's
here?
What's going on? Okay.
What you got going on?
Can't be in my face and your brush.
Yeah, because what's up with it? But needless to say, we were like, you know, we ended up being long-term good friends and for a moment. And it was a medical thing that they had to go get checked out. So I understood that. So it was more of an understanding. Now, I did have another slip-up because it's only had twice, okay? And the other slip-up, I was like, oh, my God, I'm not talking to nobody else like this again. This is it. Like, I am cutting it off. What is going on?
Yes, because it's like at some point, like,
What is it?
Yeah,
for sure. But for them, it was just a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, ooh, maybe you just didn't brush
your
teeth. But then I was like, oh, my God, well, you need to always brush it. You know, like, if that was what it was, you need to always brush your teeth, like, you know, morning, noon,
and then,
and
you
night,
know, sometimes,
and snack,
like,
time.
Smokers, they don't realize that their breath smells
stinks
the
worst.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
The way that,
like,
it smells.
Yeah. How
smokers
you,
and okay. drinkers.
Yeah. You gotta make sure you. I mean, I don't know. I can feel it on my tongue.
Yeah, but you know, some people just be so
caught up in just like the day,
blind,
I guess,
to it, you know.
Yeah. You gotta get caught up with the day.
Okay.
Get caught up with what's going on.
Be
and
in
where
reality,
you at.
Baby.
Please do.
Do a breath check before you leave the house.
It's the breath checks for me.
Nula. Sniff it, okay?
You said a ha ha. See if it's hot.
Okay, yeah. See if that breath is hot. Okay?
Not for real. But you know what? A lot of people have issues with the hygiene, though. Because even still, and I say the hygiene, because, like...
Yeah, it just be all
people,
over
yeah, like,
issue.
Some people don't even understand that they stink.
And they don't know.
They don't realize that they stink.
And they just be like, how do you not smell
yourself? How do you not smell it? What part of your nostrils stop on
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
That's the one I'm trying to figure
like,
out. You can smell everything else.
If your walk by air stink, I but know you, that you know that you stink.
How you don't smell that shit? Like, I'm just trying to figure that shit out. How the hell you don't smell that shit? You can smell everything else. You
how
can smell the bacon.
Okay.
You can smell the trash outside.
Okay.
You can smell the
dog. You can
dog
smell the
piss.
Baby diaper.
Stop playing with me. Stop playing
from
on
downstairs.
My...
But you can't smell that your
butt
smell
that
the way that it smells.
That your butt, that your ass
okay, you
is smelling like overalls.
Okay.
And bouncing and
okay.
24 pounds.
Okay.
And packs.
Pounds of it. Okay.
I bounce that ass.
All of it.
Stop playing on my top. What are we doing here?
Okay, what are we doing?
Because I don't understand it. There's
get
a coming manual. Like, what the hell
like,
is going on?
Like, is your
on?
Nose broken?
Shit, can we get training before we go in here? Because this is getting out of hand. I don't
like,
understand.
Like, do you not wash?
It's definitely not wash for me.
Do
it's
you not?
Skip a shower, skip the bath.
But, you know, I feel like some people don't realize that, you know, sometimes soaps can throw off your pH.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that you use the right soap.
And then, it's
but
like,
don't
you know,
notice it? And don't your body change?
Yeah,
if you
it's like you
it?
Should notice it right.
Should
then,
feel it,
but,
right?
You know, some people just I don't
ignore
know.
Ignore signs.
I guess so. Because why are you
or
walking
self
around,
diagnose themselves?
Yeah, why are you walking around smelling like that? It
I think
be no way.
You know what I think that some people just don't use the bathroom. Like I feel like they don't even go to the bathroom at all. Like
they
use every part of
their
house except for the bathroom. They like so scared they go to the bathroom. Oh my God, I don't want to do it. They just get so scared when it comes down to the bathroom.
Yes.
They don't want to do anything in there. Like
right,
it's like the boogeyman.
Okay. They got
scared.
They played Bloody Marys.
Yeah, too many times. It was like, oh my God, no bathroom. I don't want to
no
do
bathroom.
It. It's just like, you get so
no
scared.
Bathroom.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. It's a difference if you can't versus when you can and you literally are scared of your bathroom. Like, you got to stop being so scared.
Okay,
and not be scared of water.
Yeah, like,
it's like you so scared you're going to drown.
Okay.
You do a whole bath.
Oh, but them,
well, some
just
people could laugh.
The
I mean, I prefer you to get in the bath, but if you can't and you got a whole bath, please whole bath.
Oh, my gosh. But
please
don't take advantage of it.
But I also want people to learn how to, like, reuse, like, to wash their rags
yes,
and their towels.
Because
your rags
like,
and your towels should not
why
be y'all
rag
used.
Musty
that shit
and
is
your
horrible.
Smell like...
24 pounds and, bounce that ass.
Yes, like,
it's just getting embarrassing at this
and
point.
And then, like, you know how sometimes you go and to, you like, somebody's house and, like, they have a bathroom that, like, everybody uses and they got, like, crunchy rags hanging
Ooh, that is nasty. That is nasty.
That and then, like, you know, the tub will be dirty or something.
Yeah.
And, like, shower curtain be wide open.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that. I'd be so self-conscious with thinking of stuff like that when people like be in your bathroom. It's just like, oh my God, you want to make sure it's clean because they can go around just looking at stuff like that. It's just not cute. It's not it. It ain't the move. I feel like just people just in general need to do a little bit better with that. But just learn how to clean. Yeah. And wash your towels and your rags because that stuff be nasty. And also another tip too is just like use different towels. Like your rag that you use to wash your ass, don't use that to wash your face with.
Okay.
Like get you another rag and wash your face so that way you ain't using your rag don't that you wipe your ass with. And wiping it on your face.
The same towel for 3 months.
No, it should be at least like once or twice a week. Okay, I say once or twice a week you should just be washing your, like at least like 3 days. God damn, like wash your towels or something at least once or twice a week.
Trade them out
with something that new. And then, you know, because you still wash it. Honestly, shit, mine don't even last that long. That should probably last like a day. I'd be like, this should be drenched.
Once it's fulfilled its job, we're gonna wash it.
Yeah, it's time to. Yeah, just use another one. Or wash it and use the same one if you ain't got another one.
That's why they come in packs. Yeah. With multiple.
Mm-hmm, they do. They really do. Yeah. But you can go to Dollar Tree and get you one for a dollar and some change.
Yeah.
I think it's $1.25.
They inflation.
This shit is real. Oh, yeah. They is not playing with this inflation.
At all. Dollar Tree, not even Dollar Tree. No
it
more.
Is
it's
not.
$1.25 though.
They got, and then I seen one on, what you call it, on TikTok. It said Dollar Town. So at this point.
And then they don't even just got dollar stuff in there no more. You know, they got the little $5, $10, $15, $20.
Yeah, they coming up in the world. They really doing some major shit.
Oh my God.
You see, yeah, they doing some major shit. It's an executive decision at this point. Mm-hmm. Because they said they're going to make their money and they're going to charge all the people.
All of them.
They said we're charging all the people.
Everybody. And then it's just...
It's not a good deal.
At all.
It's just not a good deal. So let's go into this whole Britney Spears thing, man. While we talking about not a good deal, Britney Spears has a memoir that she's coming out with right now, right? And with the memoir, she is talking about all of her past relationships, things that she has done, things, people that she slept with, all of this good, juicy, non-irrelevant ass shit. She is talking about it in this memoir. Now, one of the things that I found that was like very like that stood out to me was the fact that she said that they had performed an abortion at home. She had an abortion at home with her and Justin Timberlake, and Justin Timberlake was the baby daddy. Now, from what I'm understanding now, Britney describes the abortion that she had to actually turn out to have been excruciating, and it was a torment. Basically, it was a torment for her. She told this to TMZ, now all this shit is allegedly. Y'all stop playing on my top. All this is alleged, but I did get it from TMZ. All right, and she basically said that she was with Justin, and they were having a baby. And he didn't want to be a father. And, I mean, basically, since he didn't want to be a father, they just went ahead and they had an abortion. They didn't want to tell anybody. They didn't want to let anybody know. Their parents didn't know. Nobody knew what was going on. So Britney had the abortion at home. I'm pretty sure she maybe, like, took some type of medicine or whatever. She said that it was important that nobody found out about the pregnancy or the abortion, which meant her doing everything at home. So she had to do all that stuff at home. She took some medication, and she said that Justin tried to comfort her with music. He was strumming his guitar, so he was playing guitar as she was having an abortion. So that's just this is I told y'all this is really like I don't even remember.
So
I'm
gonna
talk about it.
He sung at the baby funeral.
Basically sung. Wow, you know what? I didn't even think about it like that.
He was singing at the baby funeral.
I didn't
funeral.
Even think about it like that. Oh wow.
Oh my gosh. That
I don't
like, out of all things, wow.
Yeah.
An abortion at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're playing the guitar to soothe her.
Why?
While she's having an abortion.
Yeah.
And y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. She said
that y'all hiding it from everybody. Parents and all.
Nobody knows. Yeah, absolutely nobody. Parents, the media, cousins, nobody but them two. Like, he didn't tell his people, she didn't tell her people, nobody. They told absolutely nobody. But they had an abortion at home, taking medication, and doing this while she basically went through all that excruciating pain. He played the guitar to soothe her. She said she kept crying and sobbing until it all was over. It took hours, and she doesn't remember how it ended, but she do. But 20 years later, she does remind her the pain and the fear that she went through. She's still going through that pain and fear. And I can only imagine. But all of that.
Because there's no way you have all of the right stuff to do this at home.
No. And that could have helped. That could have hurt her.
Yeah, like that could have went bad, way
left.
Yeah.
Fast. Yeah, she could have definitely died from that.
Like, as many times, like, they have problems in the doctor's office, and you're at home doing this.
Yeah. And I felt like she, I don't know, I just felt like they were, like, that power couple. As far as, like, two African-American people at their time, with them, they were kind of, like, sort of like the Jay and Beyonce white version, you know, Caucasian version of that. We looked at them like that. Like, they were the shit. I'm just saying. JT and Britney was the shit. They was they were like really much so like a power couple, and people looked up to them. You know, we still look up to them individually, but we looked up to them in a sense that like they was the shit.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if they would have had a baby, like it would have been so the baby would have been spoiled.
Okay.
And the baby would have been the shit.
Been
too.
Icon.
Yeah, the baby would have been iconic
icon
as fuck.
Baby.
Like, what are we doing? Y'all, what? JT and Britney's baby? Come on. We was everybody gushing over their relationship. Like, yes. Like, come on. That was such that relationship, I felt like, I don't know. I felt like that was a good relationship for her. I felt like she was at a good point in her life at that point. I don't know personally. But to hearing that they had an abortion like that, it kind of makes me second guess like what was going on, because like how in the hell do you look like strumming
like,
a guitar while she having an abortion?
Why
like,
would y'all go that hard to hide a baby though?
Yeah, because being that big and in that celebrity light, it put so much pressure on them. That they had to do that, and it probably was people around, like their people that they work with as well, that they would have feared, you know, deals and stuff that may have been overturned or whatever, just due to them doing that or having that baby. But at the same point in time, I feel like that in that sense is one of those things where you think for the now and not the later. Like, you think about what the situation is now. Like, oh, you got these people pressuring you. You got these deals, the endorsements, and all this money and these fame, and everybody's looking at you and wah, 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 wah. But fuck all of that, because later on, once you dry the hell out and ain't nobody paying you no damn attention, and you over here trying to, you know, jump on everybody else's podcast and try to tell your story and write memoirs about your life, you know, then it's like, damn, I wish I would have had my baby. I should have my baby. That's what people should start thinking about.
Have a legacy.
Yeah, she should have thought of it. Yeah. But that's the thing. Some people just need to think about the long term and not just right now. And that's with every situation. Because any choice that you make, you got to start thinking about a little bit broader than just like what's going on now. She didn't have to. I mean, obviously she did that, but I wouldn't have did it. She shouldn't have done that shit. She should have just protected herself. He didn't want to be a baby. He shouldn't have been fucking a chick. That's how I feel. If you didn't want to have a goddamn baby, why the fuck you fucking around? I mean, come on. Let's talk about it. So, I mean, she didn't want to have the abortion. She actually spoke on how she wanted the baby, but he didn't want to be the father. He didn't want to do that shit, but he shouldn't have been fucking her if he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. So, I know you had a couple of stories that you want to talk about.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
let's take a little pause, and we're going to come right back with a little bit more, and then we're going to wrap it on up in this little press and play, because we right here we're a little long right now. We've been talking, the conversation.
Going.
I'm telling you, you press play and it just keep going. But we is going to be right back with a little bit more with that press and play. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
With more press play, you already know what it's giving. Like, y'all get what it's giving. We ain't even got to say it. We back in the building, man, and we got our special guest, Leilani, is back. Hairstylist Leilani, y'all already know. She's back in the building with us, doing more press play. Okay. And thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah,
like,
no,
we need a little, like, extra player to be press playing. Our players, we like more players, okay? The more players, the merrier. So, we appreciate you being here. Now, I do know you have some stories for us. Let's talk about it.
So, we're going to get into, you know, some money situations.
Ooh.
Ooh, we get into some money.
Okay.
Somebody. So, Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman are ordered to pay $230,000 in bank losses.
Wow. So, they basically being sued.
Yes. So, yeah, they're being sued for approximately $230,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy.
According to some documents obtained by TMZ, okay, nothing is, you know, written in stone.
Oh, okay.
We're getting this from our sources.
Okay, this is a legend.
Okay.
Legend.
So, a court in Georgia just ordered Simmons Bank a judgment against the estranged couple for $226,836.22, as well as $178.51 in interest.
Mm-mm.
Okay, on top of that, $2,071.57 in foreclosure fees.
Eats.
Okay, and $1,000. $1,945.31 in attorney's fees. So in total, that came out to be $231,031.61.
Wow.
That is crazy.
That's a lot of
eats. So they have to pay all of that to their bank. Okay.
Mm.
That bank want their money back.
They want all their money.
Okay. All of it.
Everybody gets slayed.
Everybody. Okay?
Everybody gets slayed.
They definitely want their money, and they are not playing with it.
They definitely not, and I don't blame them, because that's why she was out here trying to sell them wigs that she had. $5,000 for a used wig, man. What are we doing?
What
are we doing? Stop this. She done had them damn wigs since 2006 back in the Real Housewives when they first started.
They are vintage wigs.
Them is them real vintage, old vintage synthetic wigs. That's going to burn your scalp.
They vintage, so they cost more, baby. That was her
mindset. Yeah, she felt they was vintage. I thought it was vintage. This is old shit. You know they gonna cost more because they old.
All right.
They still got the dust in between the fabric.
She's trying to collect her coins to pay to that bank. Okay?
Damn, them banks gonna hit hard. Them banks gonna hit hard. That is a whole yikes. Ouch. Ouch.
So, moving on, we're still in the little, you know, money cha-ching.
Okay, ching.
Taylor Swift is a billionaire.
Oh wow, okay. Taylor Swift. Well, congratulations to a Swiffer.
Thanks for that Eras tour.
Okay.
Okay. She has had yet another achievement added to her long line of success.
Okay, successful Taylor.
Okay.
Give it up for Taylor.
Yes, the Grammy-winning pop star currently has a total net worth of $1.1 billion.
Okay.
And it's all thanks to her sold-out Eras tour that kicked off in March. And it has extended through the summer, which also gave the U.S. economy a major boost, according to
some news.
Okay,
Taylor, okay, you're making the economy fluctuate and
Taylor,
shit. Bringing
in that money, okay?
I fucks with it.
Taylor has the coin.
Okay, I fucks with it. The only thing Taylor. I don't fuck with is I don't fuck with y'all sitting here trying to compare Taylor to Beyonce. I wish y'all would stop doing that stupid shit. That shit is stupid.
She's good for what she's good for. Okay?
She is. Now listen, but don't get me wrong. They're two different genres. We can't
She's not bad. Like, we not saying like she's not you know, up there.
Yeah, she doing her thing.
She's doing her thing. She doing her thing. Y'all can't put her.
But y'all hyping it up. And y'all know y'all hyping it up. No. I don't even understand. This is why we got to explain it. Why are we explaining something that y'all already know? Y'all know it. Y'all know it's a boo. So I don't get it. It don't even make any sense why y'all act like it ain't. It's a boo.
Okay.
It's a whole boo. Everybody in the background said boo. Beyonce been around for years, like since a little girl. Like she paid her way, period. There's no way around it. There's no way y'all gonna sit up here and compare
Taylor
anybody
wants
to
you
her.
To call her, maybe.
I don't wanna call her. I don't wanna call her. I gotta call somebody else. Do I got another number, Alex?
Oh my god. waiting line.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
I probably won't call you, but I mean, it sounds good.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
Definitely,
no.
Taylor is bringing in the coins. Okay.
She's bringing in the money. Go off, Taylor. Go off. We give her that just because, like, you know, anytime you making some money, you doing your thing, it's always an applause for anybody making any money. Ain't nobody mad. Okay, I just don't like the comparisons. That's a boo.
But everybody is unique in their own way.
Yeah, everybody's doing their own thing. And why can't everybody just do their own thing? Well, we got to be comparing everybody to
somebody.
You be doing too much. You make the world get nervous. It makes us itch. And ain't nobody got time for that.
Now I'm itchy. You guys made me ink.
You guys made me ink. You got me out here cutting all the way up for real on the press play. But yeah, that right there, that's a whole mess within itself as far as that goes, as far as the comparisons. But I do think that Taylor's doing her thing. Give it up
shout
to her.
Because
we need some kind of performers. Yeah, like we need performers and stuff like that. I love performing. I love the performance thing. I love the what comes in with the performing, like being on the stage and doing all that extra dramatics and all that stuff. I love all of that. Like that stuff is it's intriguing to me.
And
so.
See me, I'm the person behind stage, you know, making all the.
Yeah,
the
stuff
happen,
make it
know?
Work.
Yes,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It just all plays out.
Yeah, and I love to be in the front line. I don't know. It's just something about that spotlight.
Okay.
Yes, that makes me go ooh. But it was been a great, great, great show, man. We've been able to talk about a little this, little what, and I'm definitely looking forward to having you on again. Maybe you'll have Jazz come through again and press play with us.
Okay.
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Because we need that.
Okay.
We need that. We
nothing
need
but a
that.
Call away.
Okay. I'm gonna hit you up.
Yeah.
And to all the haters.
In your face. Okay.
That's what I feel. But you know, tell the people where they can find you. Do you have any things coming up that you want to talk about before we close out the thing? What do you play? Okay, first of all, before you do that, let's get to that inner part. But where do you see yourself going, like as far as like with this, with your whole career, with your hairstyling and all this good stuff that you got going on? Where do you see yourself in the next, like, let's say the next 6 months to a year? What do you want to do?
I definitely see myself, you know, stepping out and making a name for myself, you know, not just being in a shop up under someone else, but, you know, potentially, you know, having my own, you know, space, you know, whether it be a, you know, a suite or, you know, even it could be like a little, you know, like a little pop-up bus, you know, whatever.
Okay, pop up bus. That's a good idea. Pop up, pop, 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 pop,
pop. Pop up bus.
Pop, 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 pop.
Where you at?
Where you at? Pull up, gang. Cause the pull up gang strong.
Okay.
Real strong.
Definitely.
That's what's up.
But yeah, definitely. You know, building. You know, gaining more clientele.
Yeah.
You know, just making a name for myself, getting myself out there. You know.
Yeah.
Networking. I can honestly say for anybody who is, you know, up and coming with anything, definitely network.
That's it.
Network. Get yourself out there. Don't be scared to, you know, be outside and, you know, pass out some cards. You know, definitely get business cards. I say that is definitely a a good investment. Don't. Oh yeah, that is one another thing. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself.
Yes.
Okay,
you have to. If you don't invest in yourself, who the hell are you gonna expect to invest in you? Who else is gonna invest in you?
Yes, definitely invest in yourself.
Talk about it.
And stay true to yourself. You know, don't let nobody, you know, who don't let no haters try to downfall you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stay true to who you are, you know. If you sell stuff or you know, you have your hustle, stay true to you. Mm. Don't let nobody try to down talk you about you know, your prices or you know what you do or how you do it. You know, be you.
Because you know what? Yeah. Some people that I heard back in the day, a great legend said, haters is gonna hate. Okay. And players is gonna play.
Okay, because at the end of the day, I'm still gonna make money.
You're gonna make money.
You're not talking to me in trouble. I still sleep the same at night.
So yeah, you're definitely right.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, where can they find you? Like,
make
an appointment or something. How is an appointment work? Do they gotta like?
So I am definitely a deposit because people be playing with time. I feel like people be, you know, talking so much smack about deposits, but y'all gotta understand a deposit is for me and you. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is to, for one, secure your spots. Okay. You have a secured spot. This is guaranteed that this is your time slot, okay?
This is for you.
This is for you. But then,
in your face.
But then not only that, it's making sure, because you know a lot of people be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna come this day, and then that day comes and they know where to be found, you know. Yeah. People be feeling like stylists are always the ones flaking. Clients be flaking.
Yeah,
clients,
they do
flake so bad.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know,
do.
Like but yeah, the deposits are definitely in spots, because you know I don't play with the time.
Yeah.
You know, time is money.
Don't play my time.
Okay.
Don't play with my time. All right.
But yeah, definitely. But everyone can find. I be at my at the shop. Okay. I'm always at the shop. There's always some time for you to come and get your hair did. Come and get slayed.
Well, do you have an Instagram?
Yes.
Or anything that you can follow?
It is Lanie Styled. It's LAY. LANIII Styled It, STYLEDIT.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah. Say that one more time for the people in the back.
Lanie Styled It. Yes. LAYLANIII. No, I lied.
Oh, no. We gotta say it again.
LANIII STYLEDIT. Lanie Styled It.
And we're gonna do it one more time.
LANIII STYLEDIT. Lanie Styled It.
Okay. Y'all gonna know how to spell a person play today, right. Okay?
We is going through our ABCs.
There is ABCs,
okay.
1, 2, 3.
Okay,
I gotta get it right.
But yes, definitely. Once you type it in, it should say Jasmine Leilani. That is me.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they can book you through that as well.
Yes, definitely.
Hit you up, book
hit
you.
Me up in the DM. I definitely respond.
And they can see your styles on there too.
Yes,
right?
I have different styles on there. Even if you know have questions about styles, I 9 times out of 10 have probably done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I definitely do need to make more content. That is another thing. Make sure you get yourself out there. Promote.
Especially if you want to make that money.
Okay.
For real though.
Yes.
For real though. Well, I am so glad to have you here at Press Play. Is there anything else that you wanted to say before we get off here? And now you're finding ways. I had to interrupt it first so I could get a little bit more information and
but
stuff.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, thank you for letting me come on today.
Of course. Thank you.
I really enjoyed myself. It's a vibe.
Vibes all day. Okay. Good vibes only. Yes. Please.
But yeah, you know, everybody, stay true to yourself. Make your money. Do all of that. Yeah, just, you know, don't be scared to be a loner. Okay. Okay.
For real.
Don't be scared to be a loner.
And make your money.
Yes, and make your money. It is okay to isolate yourself and make some money. Sometimes you don't always have to go out and be in the streets, you know, making some money. Stay home. Yeah, but you know.
That's good.
Love, peace, and happiness to all.
Yes. Well, I really do appreciate you so much for dropping by and pressing play with us, because we really, 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 really appreciate it, okay? It is always a vibe, all the time. That's what we do. Yes. Do our big one, like...
Biggest one.
Fuck they talking about. But, yeah, I really want to get you on sometime soon, again. You know, we'll definitely get you back on another time. All of the listeners, I do appreciate y'all for listening and tuning in. Listen, I know that I ain't been on here like that, but I do see that y'all are following and y'all are listening and y'all are paying attention to the Press Play and the Press Play brand. So, of course, I'm going to keep giving it to y'all like I gotta do it. I'm going to keep giving it to you and giving you, dropping the horns on it. Y'all know I normally got my bombs on them, but I did the horns for today. But, you know, when I get some more time, I'm going to drop some bombs on them. But I'm going to do my horns for right now, because that's just... That's what we do! Stop playing on my top! So... I just really appreciate y'all for listening and tuning in. Of course, I'm going to continue to keep giving you more Press Play. I really think that, like, I'm going to, I be, like, talking about, like, what I'm going to do, and I don't ever, like, succeed to it, but it just be, like, so much going on. Oh, my God. I just be trying to, like, keep up, and it just be too much going on. But I really want to at least try to give you guys, like, twice a week, and I know that sounds crazy. But I want to try to get into that, okay? I'm going to do a little bit more consistently, okay? But it may not be long episodes like now, okay? I was really hoping that this wasn't one as long as it is. But it is! I was talking to Leilani before the show, and I was like, you know, listen, we're not even going to do a long episode. It's going to be short. But the episode is definitely longer than expected, but it is what it is, because, I mean, I'm giving you guys, we press play, and, like, it is what it says, like, we press play, and you listen to the conversation. Wherever the conversation goes, it just goes, you know, so it is what it is when it comes down to that, but, I just want to try to be a little, like, less, you know, prolonged along or whatever, so long, I don't know, so that way... you guys are not bored out. I don't think y'all get bored out, but... But if you is bored out...
You made it this far, so obviously you were entertained.
Obviously, something entertained you, right? So it is what it is. But tell a friend, tell your friend, tell your family member, tell your mom, tell your cousin, tell your brother, I don't know, tell your dog, monkey.
Tell your goldfish.
Yeah, like all of them. Tell all of them.
Tell Ray Ray and Pookie and them.
Yeah.
And Sasha and Sarah.
And Sasha and Sarah.
Okay.
And Jacob and Tim.
Okay.
To come and press play. To press play! And listen to the conversation. You know, we players over here, and we do it the way we do it. But I have a lot more that we're going to be doing. Like I said, I'm going to be on here a little bit more now. Just wanted to jump back in. This is really just a kickstart back to... Season 5, because season 5 did kind of strengthen. This is honest, only like... This is only like episode 3. No, that was a boo. That's a whole boo. Like, what are you doing? But y'all, when I tell y'all life be lifing, and you don't know which way it's coming, where it's not. Like, I'm just trying to dodge it. I'm playing dodgeball over here. Stop playing with my life. Stop playing on my top. Alright, thank y'all. Thank you for the applause, because I really do be thinking they be playing on my top for real. I don't understand. Like, I get it done.
But like I said, I'm going to try to get on here a little bit more and do a little bit more press play and stuff like that. So tell your peoples, share, like. I know I see y'all on Spotify. What's up, Spotify? Do your big one. Because we're definitely doing a big one, all right? So I want y'all to share and tell other people and stuff like that so they can press play. I'm going to have some more guests and stuff on. We're definitely going to have Leilani back on the motherfucking Fat Star. Yeah. That's what we doing.
Definitely gonna be back on here.
Yeah. Cause everybody getting slayed.
Okay, everybody getting slayed.
Oh, God. That's what we doing. That's how we doing. Stop playing on my
goodness.
Top.
You are finna be a slogan now. Everybody
getting slayed.
Okay, yay.
That is definitely gonna be a slogan.
Yeah, that is gonna be my trademark. Don't nobody steal that. I'm finna watermark that.
Watermark the fuck out of it right now. Run and do it before this air.
Yes, because everybody is getting slayed.
Everybody gets slayed.
Okay.
You gotta get that deep voice with it. Everybody gets slayed.
Yeah,
that's it. I hope that y'all stay safe, man. Y'all be safe out there in everything you do. You know, we got so much going on as far as wars and shootings and crazy people and not crazy people and people that want to be crazy but not really so much crazy. They just don't know what they want to be. Fake crazy people, okay? Mentally crazy people that not really mentally crazy people. They be crazy in their head, but not really. But anyway, we just want to pray for those people too. please do. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your enemies. They need it. I really do want to thank all you guys for listening. And I'm going to start rambling off and doing whatever. And you know where to find me. You know how to follow me, I suppose. I hope so. If not, check the description, man. Listen, I want to know what y'all think about these episodes and what y'all opinions are. So y'all drop in the comments, speak to me, talk to me. Let's talk about what today's episodes were. I want to know what you think about today's topics. Fantasia actually getting on this Color Purple movie. How you feel about that? Did you go see it? Did you like it? Also let me know a little bit more about if you feel a certain kind of way about this whole shootout that's going on. I want to know, like, what do you think? What's your ideas on that? If you were affected by it, you know, prayers out to you, and maybe you can come and tell your story or something. That would be nice. And also, I want to know more about what you think about, you know, the Britney Spears situation. I mean, she had an abortion at home with her and JT, and JT played the guitar. Like, I want to know what you thought about that. You know what I'm saying? So drop in the comments, let me know. So reach out to the kid, man, and let's press play and continue on in the comment section, and let's do it. Once again, I appreciate all of y'all for listening and tuning in to Press Play. I'm gonna come back. We're gonna do a little bit more. Thank you so much for a special guest.
Yes, thank you for having me.
For sure. Yes. Definitely gotta come back with a little bit more for the one thing. But yeah, definitely come back, please. We definitely would love to have you. But we thank you so much for coming. I thank you, listeners, for listening out to me. You already know what it is, man. This is your boy, London. This is Leilani.
Yes.